I really don't feel worthy of this press conference. I didn't run very well. I didn't jump very well. I'll do my best to answer the questions the best I could. All right, best I can. So let's fire away. Yes.
We've had a chance to see Jaden, and he looks like an NFL-ready prospect. What's the one thing that he needs to do or work on, perhaps, if he wants to be able to succeed at the next level?
Well, look, I think the NFL is all about, you know, making that next step, that transition. It's there's no longer the other piece, the academics. It's a full-time job. So, you know, you've got to be able to flip the switch now and, you know, commit yourself, which he has done here. He's treated himself like a pro in a sense of his commitment. But now you've got to be able to switch yourself to, you know, 100% focused on a job. And sometimes that's a bit of a transition. You're on your own now, and it's 100% focused on a job. In terms of the athletic ability, in terms of his ability to master the skill set of playing quarterback, I think we saw today he's 210 pounds. He's put on weight. I think he's going to do just fine when it comes to the skill set and the athleticism. It's just making that natural transition into an NFL locker room.
Hey, Coach. Brett Martel with AP. Quick NIL question. Do you think that it's making it, and I realize Thomas and Neighbors are exceptions here, but is it helping coaches or programs in any way retain underclassmen who might otherwise have been inclined to declare earlier?
Well, I think there's a wide variance there. You bring up Malik Neighbors and Brian Thomas. You know, those guys are first-round draft picks, right? So you're talking about signing bonuses that are, you know, upwards of $15 million. NIL is not going to, you know, keep you in school for that. But, you know, I think it can influence those guys that are on the fence relative to, you know, are you a fourth or a fifth round draft pick or even free agents. NIL can certainly, I think, make a difference there. So, yes, in answering your question, I think NIL has helped lessen the burden of deciding, hey, I need to go to the NFL, I need to make money, because NIL is helping me and making it easier for me to be a student athlete.
So, Coach, there are obviously the guys that are going to be the first-round talents, but what do you have to say about guys like Omar Spates and Makai Wingo who helped their draft stock today and kind of what preparations and how they've improved?
Yeah, that's what pro days are for, right? I mean, these are the opportunities to not only use the film that you have, but, you know, to back it up with the athleticism. They both had great days. You know, Makai was great, obviously, in the shuttle, and, you know, his short, you know, quickness, short field quickness is obviously one of the things that you see on film, and now, you know, back that up with the skill. Omar ran extremely well. I thought all the guys tested extremely well today. I think Charles had a hamstring issue, which limited him in some of the position work, but across the board, I thought the guys did a great job. They were in great shape. They've trained real hard. This is important to them. You know, we want our guys to graduate. We want them to do well in school. And then now this is the other part of it, and that they were very well prepared.
Coach, Jaden kind of proved himself on the field last season. Do you think that there's anything that can do that can boost him even more than what he's already at? I mean, he's had all the accolades and everything else. Can he do anything more?
I think we're at that point now where, you know, I think this was the last kind of check the box for head coaches, GMs, those decision makers in terms of who are going to make those final say on the quarterback. I think probably today was that last day for him. You know, he'll continue to work out. He'll continue probably to have, you know, interviews along the way. But I think that, you know, the hay's in the barn, so to speak, as it relates to the evaluation process of Jaden Daniels. I think he left no stone unturned today with the performance that he had today throwing the football.
Coach Ray down here, you mentioned a lot of times during the season what Mekhi brought to this locker room. Can you expound upon it a little bit more and just what, you know, NFL GMs can expect, what they're going to get, not only on the field but inside that locker room?
Yeah, so look, I mean, the National Football League is looking for contributors on the field and guys that they can trust in the locker room that are going to represent their franchise in the right way. Obviously, you know what he did. He wore number 18, which is emblematic of a leader both in the locker room and, you know, in our community. And certainly they're going to get that kind of guy. So, you know, when you're drafting and you know that you've got a guy that can help you on the field and is going to represent your organization in the community and be respected in the locker room, that's an easier guy to advocate for when you're talking about, you know, do we take him in the, you know, this round or that round? And so that definitely helps your draft status.
Ryan down here. Malik's numbers today really spoke to his explosiveness. In what ways does that separate him as a receiver?
Well, you know, look, I mean, we can talk about numbers and all the things that are important, but, you know, physicality and the ability to separate from great players on both sides of the ball, there has to be something that you look for. And when you watch film, you see him separate from great players in the SEC. Today, you saw a 42-inch vertical, and then you see 4.3, and you go, okay, I get it. This ability to separate on the field is now backed up by the physical prowess that we see with a 42-inch vertical and a 4.3. So I think what it does is it validates what you see on film, is that it's backed up with great physical traits. And I think what it does more than anything else is it shows that he can separate with the ball in his hands. He can be explosive after the catch. And now again, I think it comes down to, you know, who's the kind of guy that you want to get the ball in their hands. And, you know, I've seen him. I'm certainly going to advocate on his behalf. I don't think there's a better receiver in the country.
Hey, Coach, Riva here. Just, you know, today was probably the biggest day in terms of numbers you guys have had at a pro day in your 3 years here. Just
yep.
What do you think a day like today does for the program, guys on the current roster, just watching that, and then the future of the program as well?
Yeah, I think there's a few levels. First of all, the one thing that you mentioned is, you know, we had, you know, a lot of national television here, the NFL Network, ESPN, obviously getting that kind of notoriety for LSU and for the football program. Certainly is, you know, very good for, you know, your program and how you move forward relative to the recruiting, and certainly for our young guys, they get a chance to see what it's like. It's a job interview in many ways, and how you need to prepare, you know, for that job interview. And I think our guys did a great job preparing for that job interview today. So they get a chance to see that. And then I think finally, you know, the entire country got a chance to see, you know, elite players and what that looks like. And LSU has done a great job over the years of developing elite players. So I think on three levels, we got a chance to see that today.
A coach, so Jayden Daniels, obviously, we know what kind of player he is, and he's putting himself in a position where he's at now, but just see what he was able to do today and just represent Greg, wear the number three, and just pay tribute to him, which just kind of speaks volumes, I guess, as far as what kind of leader he is, what kind of teammate he is, right?
Yeah, again, I think it goes to the kind of character that he is. He's thinking other-centered. He's thinking outside of just Jayden Daniels. He's thinking about one of his teammates that he holds in high regard. And that's the way he's been since he's gotten here. You know, whether it's, you know, sharing the success that he's had, you know, with, you know, NIL. You know, he took care of the team with headphones. I mean, it's just these little things that he does that maybe doesn't get appreciated, but he's always thinking about his teammates first. That throwing that we saw today, he brought in, you know, teammates so they could get a chance to be seen today in front of a number of scouts. So And maybe that's maybe not the reason you do that, but it was for him. You know, he wanted to showcase some other guys today, and he certainly did that. But that's Jaden Daniels.
What questions have NFL teams had for you about Jaden, and what has your message been to them?
You know, it's interesting. there's very few questions about he can't do this or he can't do that. I think it's more, will he slide? will he get down? I think that that's, and what I said to them is, look, you have a guy who's incredibly tough and competitive. No one more so than the guy that I saw get hit in the Alabama game and come back the next week out of the concussion protocol and set an NCAA record the next week. That, to me, speaks to his toughness, and he's a smart guy. He's figured this thing out. So that's been really the biggest question. It hasn't been anything about, you know, can he pick up the safety reads? Can he, you know, pick up blitz protections? Can he do those things? They see that on film. It's, Coach, will he protect himself? And I'm sure he will. Thank you.
Jaden, talking with the Commanders, I know that they're planning on talking with you later on. They're interviewing you. I imagine you're interviewing them as well. What do you want them to know about you?
I mean, this is something they got to do their homework, but just, you know, I'll say for both, it's like, who's going to invest in me? Who's going to believe in me? You know, kind of like LSU did on and off the field, you know, as a man and a player. So, I'll say that's kind of the biggest thing, but they probably already did their homework. They know who I am as a person, and who I am as a player.
Jaden, same question regarding the Patriots. And I know there was some conflicting reports as to when you were supposed to meet with the Patriots, whether it was last night or today.
It's today.
And it's same sort of vibe when
it
comes
same
to
vibe. Same vibe for everybody. You know, who's you know, going to invest me, you know, and believe in me as a man, as a quarterback, you know, on and off the field.
Hey, Jaden, Brett Martel with AP. So how do you feel about your prospects for going? I mean, you're getting a real sense that you're going to go in one of those top few spots, and how ready do you think you are going to be right away to play in the NFL?
You know, I mean, God wouldn't put me in nothing that ain't gonna feel I can handle. So obviously he put me in this position. You know, my life is calling mapped out. Only he knows. So it's just going out there. I feel like I'll be ready. It's a learning curve for everything. You know, I'm just ready, you know, hear my name called and then go in there and just ready to learn and, you know, meet my new teammates.
Another one about a specific team for you. With Washington, has anything specific stood out about them? And how would you feel if you did go there?
I mean, it would be a blessing wherever I go, just hear my name call. You know, with them, it's a new regime there. Obviously, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is at Arizona, what he done in his track record with quarterbacks. Dan Quinn, you know, a good head coach, obviously, when he was with the Falcons as a head coach, obviously led them to the Super Bowl. So it's just good to see the new regime and see what plan they have in place, you know, for whoever they take, you know, one of the quarterbacks and, you know, moving forward.
Over here, Jaden. Tony Thomas, Mike Farrell Sports. What do you attribute your development and growth as a quarterback from your first season here to your Heisman Trophy winning season last year?
That was kind of just like my first true off season. There's every off season I was kind of dealing with something. Wasn't injury wise, but you know, obviously learning a new playbook my freshman year, and then you deal with the pandemic, and then you know I'm dealing with personal stuff off the field. So it's kind of my first true offseason. You know, it makes it easier when I'm able to build that camaraderie, that chemistry with my receivers. And obviously, you know, we see it. Y'all seeing it today. You know, it's still there. You know, those are my brothers for life. So it makes it easier throwing the ball to them too.
Jaden, with the routes and throws that you guys selected today, it seemed like, you know, going under center wasn't something y'all did a whole lot of here at LSU last year. What were you trying to show, and how do you think you did with them?
Yeah, I'll just say the main thing was to try to show my consistency within the pocket and my footwork, moving off platform, in rhythm, you know, progressions, coming back to a third read, you know, just move around and make sure I get my feet back under me. And the other stuff kind of just fun, you know, it's just something that we do. We out there having fun, you hear the music playing. You know, you're out there having fun, and, you know, the deep ball, that's kind of the show. You know, show that my guys are, they got the speed, you know, they can track the football. I could go out there and put it out there for them.
Yeah, Jade, right here. Last year this time, you really wasn't on anybody's draft radar. What did you feel like you had to do this past season to jump to where you are now?
What I did this past season? I mean, just go out there and just prove myself. Obviously, I had to put myself back on the market, but you know, it's day in, day out. You know, that's a goal I set. That's a goal that me, Malik, and Brian set. You know, this is how we want our life to map out. And we know you just put in the work and you go out there and you got to execute it.
Jaden, at the combine, you said you weren't going to participate until pro day. That way you can shine the light on your teammates that didn't get an invite to the combine. And all day you've been cheering them on and being there for them. Just how much it meant to you to do that for them, and also wearing Greg Brooks on your shirt. How much did that mean?
It meant a lot. That's, you know, obviously, if Greg was here, he'd be a part of this. So he's not here, but, you know, he's here in spirit. I'm here to rep him. You know, my teammates that didn't get an invite to the combine, obviously they had multiple eyes out here, all 32 and more. So that was great for them to go out there and showcase the talent, showcase how they move, and, you know, write their own journey. You know, they get an opportunity, you know, I know they're going to crush it.
Yeah, hey, Jaden, you obviously leave here and you hand the keys over to a guy like Garrett and Ricky, who's also in that room. You know, you spend a lot of time with those guys the last couple of years. Just what do you think about the future of the quarterback room at LSU?
I think it's in good hands. You know, whether that's Ricky or whether that's Nuss, it's in good hands. And, you know, go out there, they're their own person. So I'm excited to see them grow into that role and then, you know, see what they could do, you know, this upcoming season.
Jaden over here. I think you responded on Twitter. Somebody had reported that you wouldn't want to play for the Patriots. And I'm just curious, you know, what it would be for you to get drafted by the Patriots and if you would like to go up there and play in New England.
Man, same as for everybody. You know, it's whoever want to draft me, whoever believe in me. The stuff that I can't control who, you know, calls my phone on draft day. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, just the reports out there, you know, obviously sometimes you got to call out cap for people. So, you know, that's what I had to do.
Coach Kelly was talking about how he keeps hearing the question about you and at the next level, can he slide or will he slide? How much of that have you been working on, and how much of that is a skill that, you know, some quarterbacks kind of, you know, have to learn how to pick up on?
I mean, towards the end of the year, I was sliding more. Well, not really sliding, but, you know, being smarter. But, you know, it just comes with longevity. You know, just know when the journey is over, when I was getting out of bounds, you know, getting down. So early in the season, you know, I was kind of, you know, trying to make a little plays. You know, I thought I was kind of faster and stuff. You know, there's a lot of other things that go into it. Stuff that we argue about outside of this building. But, you know, it's remotely is on me at the end of the day.
Run up the score. Make Mike the Tiger stand right up and roar. Give it all your might as you fight tonight.
Like a very random one to start. Your hand's measuring at 9 7/8. What size glove do you wear?
4X.
You had waited today to work out, and obviously, you know, you put up the numbers that you did. Just what were you trying to show today in particular?
I was just trying to showcase my talent, you know, showcase my dog mentality that I have that everybody knows, to come out here on the pro day and just to shut it down. You know, I didn't do everything at the combine. So, you know, I know everybody was, you know, wanted to see what I was going to do here at the pro day. I've been up since 5, so, you know, I've been ready to go at it. You know, I woke up in the morning, I knew something was going to be special. So I wanted just to follow right behind that, you know, and just do something special today.
After you got done with your first 40, I think I heard you saying, like, stop playing with me, something like that from far away. It just seems like you play with a chip on your shoulder, everything you're doing. Where does that hunger come from, and are you confident you'll have that for the rest of your life?
I'll probably say, you know, seeing a lot of things on the media saying I was 4'5", 4'6". So I just wanted to, you know, come out here and then, you know, showcase that. Now I'm not even close to that, you know. So when I heard the first time, you know, Jaden had told me, you know, take him off. But, you know, me being me, I thought I could have gone faster. So, you know, that's why I ran it the second time also.
Hey, Malik, I'm Ryan from Amped Up Sports. I see the number 8 chain you're repping right there. So how important is it for you to get number 8 in the league now so you don't have to change that medallion?
You know, I got, you know, 8 has been with me since my, you know, my freshman year. You know, I was 13 before, so, you know, I had to make the number 8 first. So, you know, just, you know, it's my number. You know, everybody know me for 8, you know, being number 8. My, you know, my receivers call me 8, so, you know, that's my name now. So, you know, it means a lot to come here and then wear that number, you know, especially all the, you know, great guys like Patrick Queen. You know, he wore that number when he was here. So just to wear that number 8 with some pride at LSU.
You never know how the draft's going to work out. Commanders have 6 picks in the first 100. You might end up being a teammate with Jaden Daniels. How did he make you better, and what do you think the league's going to get with Jaden Daniels?
You know, a leader, you know, especially between me and him. You know, Jaden is a tremendous leader, a tremendous, you know, player on the football field, you know. And me and him, you know, when we're out there on the football field, it's like secondhand in nature. You know, I know what he's doing. He knows what I'm doing. So it creates that mentality when we're on the field. We already know each other. So, you know, he knows when to give me the ball. You know, he knows after the catch I'm going to do tremendous things with it. And he knows, you know, 9 times out of 10 I'm always open.
Summer League reports came out that you had dinner last night with the Giants. How was that, and how would you do you like the scheme there? How you would fit there? So your overall impression of them and how that went last night?
Right, I had a, you know, great dinner with those guys. You know, there's some funny guys to be around, especially, you know, opened up my personality to those guys. You know, it's not hard to talk to them. You know, they know me personally as a player. You know, I heard Brian, you know, the head coach, he loves, you know, the way I play. So, you know, it was just a great to be around the atmosphere with those guys again.
Malik, here in the back, just kind of stinking with that. What has been some of the feedback, some of the commentary that you have gotten from these teams?
You know, I would probably say, you know, I know a lot of people have been saying the receiver one off the board. You know, dog mentality that I play with is like, the, you know, when I get the ball in my hands, you know, I'm going to do tremendous things with it. You know, it's already, you know, I have a plan to go score. So I'm trying to make a, you know, the very, you know, best explosive play that I can make on the field. So, you know, they told me those also things from, different teams. I play with a high chip on my shoulder, you know, dog mentality when I'm out there on the field. You can tell, you know, after I make plays, you know, I'm making sure the offense, you know, has that, you know, that energy to go out there and also make the same plays.
Hey, Malik, Hunter McCann, WBRZ. You know, obviously after an impressive season, not much left really to prove. You left it all out on the field, but 4.35 official for your best 40, 42-inch vertical. What do you feel like those kind of statistics and attributes kind of do to assist you as you try to get as high as you can up the draft?
It just shows that, you know, all the guys that, you know, had pretty good numbers at the combine, you know, when people thought I wasn't going to be right there, you know, it was another just, you know, a chip on my shoulder. Just to me, you know, write my own story, you know. You know, not doing anything at the combine, didn't really stop anything. You know, I'm elite neighbors. You know, I can only ride the path for me. So, you know, just staying on my course, you know, not getting too carried away with, you know, the media and what they say, you know, just being the guy that I am, you know, a playmaker out there on the field. You know, whatever you want to see me do, you know, I'm happy to do it. You know, that's really it.
What are specific situations or throws where you see that familiarity with Jaden really help you guys out?
I would say, you know, the slot fade that we ran a lot, you know, with me and Brian and Kyron, you know, it was one of those routes that, you know, if Jaden sees, you know, his cover one guy, you know, between me or Brian Thomas, you know, he knows 9 times out of 10, those 50-50 balls, we're going to come down with it, or we might get open just off of speed. So, you know, just having that route in our package, you know, it really made us explosive. And working that route, you know, every day after practice, it really helped our offense be more explosive with the down plays or the vertical concepts that we had.
Malik, so to head coaches, GMs, fans out there, what do you want them to know about you?
Humble kid, you know, I've been humble for a long time, you know, but, you know, when I'm out there on that football field, I play with a different chip. I don't know, I come alive when I'm on the football field. You know, I put my heart, you know, my soul in it. You know, I believe that, you know, it helped me get out of a lot of situations that I was in. So I put a lot into, you know, the football field. So when I'm out there on the field, it just shows, you know, the love that I got for the game. You know, I'm gonna be that, you know, that player that they can count on, you know, anytime that they need a, you know, a play to be made.
Malik, over here.
Down below.
Hey. Just to follow up on something, you up at 5 because that's when you wanted to be up, or it was just like the anticipation you kind of woke up at?
Anticipation. You know, I tried to go to sleep early, but I kept thinking about the 40. You know, it was always something, you know, I never ran it since high school. I started working on it 3 weeks ago. You know, I had a little toe, you know, nudge going on. So, you know, just having that mind, you know, I stated, you know, I never really knew my time was. I was just going out there and try to, you know, be the best dog I can get. You know, I was up early, just, you know, my legs was kind of, you know, shaking a little bit because I was so ready to get out here. So that was really it. That's why I was up so early.
Hey, Martel with AP. Do you have a range of picks where you really expect to be taken at this point? What is that range? And then just why do you feel ready to make the transition right now?
I would just say wherever a team picks me, you know, if I get picked, you know, 19th, you know, it's not going to change the dog mentality that I have. And I'm always be, you know, I'm always stating I'm receiver one. You know, that's the, you know, the chip that I walked up. And here with my show, you know, I walked up in here stating that I was receiving one when I was a freshman. I always still got that chip on my shoulder. You know, I'm sure those other guys also, you know, those guys that's on the wall, you know, in the receiver room, they had that same mentality, that same chip. So to follow right behind that, you know, I'm always be receiving one in my eyes. So I'm always go out there and try to prove that.
Like nights of old, we fight to hold the glory of the purple and gold. Come on, you Tigers, I said fight, 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 victory for LSU. We are number one. Victory.